farm, which over the past 4 years has produced the winners of major stakes all over North America. Numbered among them are Champion Proud Spell, Champion Biofuel, Champion 2 Indy Wee, Grade 1 winner Believe You Can, Grade 1 winner Include Me Out, Grade 1 winner Summer Soiree, Grade 1 winner No Such Word, and Grade 1 winner Check the Label. Tomorrow's champions are in Barn 12 in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud Agent. All were conceived at Airdrie Stud. All were raised at Airdrie Stud. HIP 1713 is about proud citizens. Our 13 2012 stakes winners, including Ms. Ida, who posted her third stakes win of the year in the Kentucky Cup Ladies Turf Stakes at Kentucky Downs. Five of proud citizens, 13 2012 stakes winners, have won graded stakes, including his second winner, the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. HIP 1509 is a full sister to Atagon, a colt from the first crop by Istan that placed in the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes and was beaten just a length and a quarter in the Grade 1 Travers in his last start. HIP 1597 is a filly by nationally ranked Include. HIP 1582 is a colt by Indian Charlie. He's out of a young graded stakes mare. Once again, they're in Barn 12 in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud Agent, and all were raised at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. Later consignments are in Tuesday and Thursday sessions.
This fall, make some money at the races. Turf Catering is now hiring servers, cashiers, cooks, and other positions for the Keeneland Fall Meet. For an immediate interview, attend the Turf Catering Job Fair on Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center at the Man of War and Versailles Road entrance across from the airport. For more information, call Turf Catering at 253-0541. Attend the Turf Catering Job Fair Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, from the horse capital of the world, Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
You should be one. I'm blowing.
I see you're in fine fettle this morning.
He's wearing a bull in the heather cap here, and I said he shouldn't be wearing that.
Why, am I not in the heather?
No, it's more like... Goat grazing somewhere or something. Anyway.
I thought you were referring to the ballpark.
Yeah, well, that too. Well, maybe that's a little more apropos. Good morning. This is the Horse Tales. This is Ursel Ellis with Michael Blowin. My lovely wife Jackie's here this morning.
Oh, brother.
Brother, there you go. Happy anniversary.
Ooh, well, you brought up bull. I thought I'd try a little.
Throw it around.
There we go. Whoop-de-doo.
All right. Beautiful sunrise this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Sun comes up on top of the 3/8 pole now. It's moved all the way back around. I hate it.
It's
going to
get cold.
Yeah, it'll end
He's always complaining about the weather. You know what I mean? It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too sunny. It's too cloudy. It's too rainy. It's too what?
I can't see
now the sun's in my eyes. What the heck?
I just got through saying it was a beautiful sunrise.
I know. Now you're talking about the exceptions.
That's right.
Well, no. Third week in June, it comes up over the 3/8 pole, so I got that. And then,
see, that's why we don't have to have watches or weather forecasts or anything. It's all Ursula.
I get to watch it come up year round. And third week in December comes up over the 4.5 furlong pole over there. Don't ask me to count out how many 16 saddles.
That's pretty good. I think you could just throw these clocks away.
I think so, too.
I think you just time them based on where the sun is located.
That's it.
Well, I've been known to blow a time or two right here. I'll tell you that. Anyway, well, we had a lot of fun this morning. It was.
We did have fun. It was a. Making fun of people, that's fun.
Matt Howard comes here and helps, but Matt's gone to Oklahoma, and he's selling some quarter horses down there.
They're having a quarter
week.
Horse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I think he's got 8 that he's selling down there.
Good luck.
Something like that. Of course, Holly Dunn was here, and Holly always helps on. She's here on Thursdays and Fridays and Sundays, and Holly... She's assisting the aged. She is, exactly. She's the scribe. She takes all the calls, and from the trainers and the starting gate.
She knows them all now. I don't know them.
Well, you haven't been here as much, but Jackie came in and helped this morning, so we did have fun. Yeah, it wasn't all that busy. because it was busy yesterday. I had 55 works yesterday.
Wow.
36 something today.
So I came in for nothing.
A lot of them are shipping down to Kentucky Downs today. And
oh, yeah.
So there's...
Wright Strider goes in a big one today.
Yes, that'll be nice.
I'm interested to see how my good friend Steve Moody picks him. Because I think he's favored.
Yeah, he'd have to be. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I noticed one guy picking a different horse.
Well, that's surprising.
No, you know
what?
Look at the
Kentucky Downs.
Right. That's an Ursel. He came in empty-handed. That's your racing form.
It's yours. I'm not going to take it though. I have one at all.
Well,
it's all marked up. But I had to get up early this morning and do a lot of different things. And I just back from Quillen's. Walter's at Quillen's.
Oh, do you know?
Ralph is not there. Do you know what happened to him?
What?
Here's a news update. So yesterday, how old is he? He should know better than this. He's chasing cows.
Uh-huh.
Right? Doing something with cows, messing with them, doing something. He should be in the office.
Got a whole farm
he does.
Full.
No, he's chasing cows. Anyway, trips somehow, falls and pulls a whole bunch of ligaments in his knee. So now he's on crutches and
it's on his
right leg so he can't drive.
He's got an open house up here too. Pretty soon.
Yeah, now the open house.
Well, we may have to go to his house.
Meanwhile.
It's next Friday.
I mean, at Clue Intact, not his house.
Maybe he'll have assisted living.
We're talking about the elderly thing. You know?
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm coming. I'm trying to do all this at once and talk because we are on the radio.
Next Friday is open house at Quillen's.
It's going to be great. Okay.
What are the selections there?
Race number 9.
Okay. Some guy.
I owe you big time.
First guy on the left. Who is that?
Byron King.
Byron King picks. He didn't pick him till third.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have a horse race.
He's got him his pick of the day, too.
Yeah.
It's in bold. And then the next guy's got Rahi Strada's pick of the day. Who's that?
Marty McGee, the smart one.
Which one's got the money? That's what I want to know. I don't care about smarts.
If they had the money, they wouldn't be picking the horses. That's what it's Okay, well, that's what we're... Anyway, we're going to have Ruth and Gail Hughes on today.
Oh, fun.
I haven't talked to them since Wednesday. Hope they haven't forgotten me.
Oh, but, I don't know.
But anyway, that's, of course, I've known
Scooters.
I've known them. Yeah, Scooter's dad. And Scooter is, of course, better known as the trainer of Rahi Strada.
Tying that all together neatly.
How about that? One little package.
Well, I think the other guy that picks I Owe You Big Time thinks that I Owe You Big Time is just going to go to the lead and not look back because he's a... You know, he's pretty much, you know, one of the lonely speeds here. And Rahi Strada needs a little something to run at. So I think that's why he got picked, even though
seems like it. I watched Rahi Strada in the Arlington Handicap go to the lead and never look back, if you check
it. Yeah, no, he did in the grade 3. But yeah, he did. Absolutely. That was going a mile and a quarter.
The horse can do just about whatever they ask him to do.
What's a pot?
And the pot's $200,000.
I guarantee you, nobody's going to get away from him.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, and I won't mention the rider, but he got a lousy ride in Arlington Million, just got beat 3 lengths of it. And
Julian Le Peru, huh?
Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, we got to give people some information here.
Anyway,
including your bias against French writers.
Oh, yeah, that's a truth frog.
That's him. I'm going to get Jean Cougay on your case.
Well, I can't understand a word he'd say, so he could cuss me out and I wouldn't know it.
That's right. That's the way.
Anyway, if you look and see, he was about eight lengths out of it and 3/4 and 15 and change.
Yeah.
And in the Arlington Million, he gets beat 3 lengths for all of it.
No, he ran a great race. I watched that race.
Yeah. He should have been a lot
because Awad still holds the track record for the Arlington Million.
Oh, here we go. We're back.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like your kids. You know, you got to brag about your kids.
Of course.
And he still holds it. I don't know how much longer that'll be, but it didn't come within 2 seconds last time.
Anyway, we're having Ruth and Gail Hughes on. Of course, I knew.
Ruth used to have her own fox hunt here. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, she had her own pack of hounds.
And Gail used to work for the Whitney family when this property that we're sitting on right now belonged to the Whitney family. And he was telling me about who was at stud over there back in the late 30s, you know, in barn, what is now barn 28. And everybody used to say, verify if I'm right about this, he would say that barn was built back in 1903 or something like that. And Gail says, it burned down in 37, 38, something like that, and replaced it.
You know, but so
next week we'll get the story behind the story of the burning of the barn.
Well, no, today.
Oh, we're going to get it today.
Yeah, they're coming on today.
See, and Ruth
he's really
used
on top
to,
of this.
They used to break a lot of yearlings, so they had a lot of riders out there, and the riders, Ruth knows her stuff, and she used to teach pony club and stuff, but they called it, the riders that did the riding out there called it Ruth's Riding School because she told them how to ride her yearlings. You know, I mean,
so
they didn't
Chris
go out there
over,
and just
shoot. McCarran's over there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, she was probably one of the first female exercise riders on the track. Now, I'll ask her about that. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like you have a good show today.
Well, and let me tell you what else, too. Chris McCarran was up here, speaking of riding schools, and there is an association in Europe with a bunch of, you know, letters. I don't know, European something of
riding
jockey
school.
Schools.
Yeah.
And they are contacting them. They may set up an affiliation with that group. They might be a part of that loose confederation of riding
that
school.
Sounds like a great idea.
Isn't that super?
Yeah.
And they're sending one of their kids. He's sending one of their graduates
over.
Yeah,
one
he
of
them. He told me who it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I forget who it was now, but one of them's going over
there. Going over there and do that. I think that's pretty
good. Well, a lot of his graduates are certainly riding well.
Oh, yeah. They know what's going on.
Well, they've been taught right. Since last week, we've had 13 winners out from the training center here. 33 so far in the month. You know, I was counting up in July and August. From the training center, we've had 116 winners, 5 individual stakes winners, plus a horse that ran third in the Arlington Million.
That's huge, yeah.
That is huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the trainers, let's see, the trainers from since last week's show were these winners: Jimmy Cargan, David Atkins, Jimmy Cargan again, Jesse Caudle, Chuck Peary. Chuck won back-to-back races at Kentucky Downs. Well, not back-to-back, the fifth and
skipped
the seventh.
One.
Yeah, fifth and, well, man, you were up on it. Travis Short, and then the next day, Travis's daddy, Tommy Short, won one. Ted Lucas, Jimmy Cargan again, Robert Sturgeon, Donald Hunt, and Mark Talby. So,
terrific.
Pretty good. Now, let me take a break here before you all start talking.
You all start talking like, yeah, right.
Well, last Saturday at Arlington Park, the grade $350,000 Arlington Washington Lassie was won by undefeated Gold Edge, a 2-year-old filly by Eddington. And at Louisiana Downs, the $100,000 Unbridled Stakes was won by Global Power, a 4-year-old colt by Pulpit. Gold Edge, a bred and owned by Adolphus Morrison, is 3-for-3. Won her first start at Churchill Downs, the next two at Arlington, the Lisa M. Stakes, and the Grade 3 Arlington Washington Lassie. She's won a 5 2012 stakes winners by Eddington, a list which includes Grade 2 stakes winner in Millionaire Secret Circle and Grade 2 stakes winner Brushed by a Star. Global Power, bred by Hidden Creek Farm and sold as a yearling for $230,000, shipped in to win the Unbridled Stakes. He was coming off a win in the $100,000 Sussex Stakes at Delaware, and the Unbridled was his third stakes win. Eddington, a grade one stakes winner by Unbridled, and Pulpit, a highly successful son of A.P. Indy, both stand at Claven Farm. Inquiry is to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClavenFarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Einstein earned $2,945,238. He did it by taking on the best of his day. Curlin, Blaine, Cowboy Cal, Court Vision, Macho Again, Commentator. The list goes on and on. He won graded stakes on dirt, grass, and artificial. He won 5 grade 1 stakes, ran in record time, recorded 9 triple-digit buyer speed figures. He concluded his career with 16 consecutive starts in Grade 1 or Grade 2 races. In fact, in the final start of his career, he closed from 2 1/4 lengths back at the 8th pole to be beaten the nose by champion Blame in the Grade 2 Clark Handicap on dirt at Churchill Downs, scene of Blame's victory in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. Adenstein is a throwback to the years of yore. He never dodged a fight, he always gave his best, and he was sound. Adenstein is one of 38 stakes winners by Horse of the Year and Kentucky Derby winner Spendabuck. He's out of a Grade 1 stakes winner. There are 10 first crop yearlings by Adenstein yet to be sold at Keeneland, starting with hip number 1274 today. The second foal out of a young stakes place winner of over 160,000. You'll see him in barn 9 in the Adena Springs consignment inquiries to Eric Hamelback, 859-987-1798, and see the website at AdenaStallions.com. All righty. Starting
Einstein
in again.
Is a horse.
Pardon?
Einstein. He's beautiful.
I've never seen
that. Oh, man. Big and black and muscular and really good.
Except he's chestnut.
He's not.
I believe he is.
Well, I don't think so, but we'll see.
Well, maybe he is.
Call Eric. Find out.
All right. 859.
We're going to get a horse from Adena Springs. A nice retired, nice horse named Racketeer.
You know, they have their own retirement program.
I know. They do. It's a fabulous program.
I've tried to get the young lady that does that, but she is not in this area, you know.
She's in Florida, I think.
Is she in Florida?
I think so.
If she ever comes up, I'll talk to Eric, and if she ever comes up, he will get her on.
Yeah, they've been great.
They try to find homes for all their old racehorses.
Yeah, they're really civic-minded. I'm always amazed at what they do for Bourbon County.
Well,
they're lucky to have them.
As I understand it, this horse Racketeer, in fact, in his maiden, his first start as a mate, he broke his maiden. He beat Arson Squad, the other horse we have. They went on to win $1.5 million. I mean, he's a nice horse.
Nice.
And then his luck would have it, he fell down the claiming ladder a little here, a little there, a little there, and they found him in a very, very dicey situation. And then Frank bought him.
Good.
Back and brought him over to Adena, and then Eric called me, and I thought, well, he'll be a nice addition. He's a gelding, and he's young, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some fun with him.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got a great name, Racketeer.
Yeah. Isn't that a great,
you know,
well, who's
a
he
great
by?
Name.
He can relate. He can relate to that.
Racketeer. Yeah, that's all up in Boston. I have my loser of the week. I have two things to tell you that are really interesting. We'll save the loser for a second.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Whole Foods Market and Four Roses has gotten together, and they're producing a private bourbon with the proceeds to go to Old Friends.
Yay!
Wow.
Has Old Friends on the label and everything.
That's great. Four Roses, they say, is really good bourbon.
It really is. It really is. And the private batch that they did, you know, it's just unbelievable. They had a...
With Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a healthy drinker.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
organic.
Now you're singing
organic.
My song.
Exactly right.
What do they make?
It's an organic food store.
It's an organic food store. They got great breads.
Yeah,
great,
they have great food there.
Selection.
They really do. It's a little pricey, but it's very good.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm.
Well, you pour a little of that bourbon on it, and it makes a hell of a gravy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, see, that's what you do with the bread.
I love that idea. I think he's onto something here. Bourbon gravy, just straight out of the bottle. Put that on your mashed potatoes.
Well, you know.
better still sprinkle a little in the morning out of a little...
on your cornflakes.
Sprinkle it on your cornflakes.
That's
exactly
right.
Now, that's what I call roughage. Rough. Yeah. That'd start every day a little bit better, right? Probably wouldn't get in any arguments with anybody before at least 11 o'clock.
Oh, Lord.
But anyway, they're going to do that. Isn't that neat?
When?
Yeah, that's fun.
It's coming out the end of the month.
Oh.
They'll have several tastings.
Where?
I'll let you know where they are.
Okay, good. Because
that'd be fun. I have met Old Friends for kind of.
I know. That would be great.
Yeah.
We'll have swallowings at Old Friends.
I don't understand that Whole Foods mixing up with the Bourbon Bunch. I'm just curious. You know, I mean, I think it's great.
That's an odd combination,
yeah.
You know.
Why?
Well, one is really healthy and everything. And
well, the other's healthy, too. It's natural.
Yeah.
You know, grain, water.
Tasting will be down at the Baptist
Barrel.
Church.
Yeah.
It's pretty healthy.
Yeah, well, go to an AA meeting and talk about it.
Well, they need to have organic food there. They might want to open up a new market.
They used to have over here at the HBPA office, they had a sign up there posting the AA meetings, you
yes.
know. And somebody wrote under them, bring your own bottle.
Nice, nice. It's a tough group.
It's not the spirit of the thing.
It's a tough group. Not that kind of spirit, no. anyway.
All right.
Okay, now here's the loser of the week.
Well, what else have you got? You said you had two things.
This is it, the loser of the week.
Come on in.
Okay.
Oh, this is my friend Tim Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Tim's a wonderful trainer.
I know, Tim.
I think Tim still has the greatest winning percentage of anybody from here at the river, at River Downs.
Oh, what's that?
It's like three starts and two wins, right,
there
Tim?
There you go.
Huh?
That'll do.
I think that's right.
That'll do.
But anyway, the loser of the week.
Other than you.
I just beat him those lines, you know?
I know.
I feel like George Burns. Okay, Gracie, here we go.
More of a slurry there.
Charlie McArthur. Second race at Belmont Park. It's an allowance race. Non-winners are one other than for state breds. $54,000 purse. Not too bad for horses that just broke their maiden.
State breds.
State breds?
Yeah.
Yep. And the horse that I'd like to point out is the number five horse. He's 12-1 on the morning line. His name is Dr. Copper.
All right.
He should be able to stock the early pace and get part of it. And John Velasquez, you know, probably if you're going to name the two or three leading riders in the United States now, John Ramon Dominguez, two out of those three anyway.
And he's not French.
No, he's not French. He's a very good rider.
He's Irish.
He's Irish, yeah. He rode commentator. And a lot of other nice horses. He just got inducted into the Hall of Fame this past year.
Yeah. You told us about that. Yeah. You were there.
Yes. That was fun. Anyway, he's 12-1. I don't know why. I don't know why. Probably because he's had a layoff since February. But my cushion, his trainer, is 26% wins off long layoffs like
Ooh.
That. So.
Mm.
Oh, it's worth a shot here. 12-1.
You know, they it'd be good if they had gave you a percentage in the money. Wouldn't it?
Yes.
Trainers. That would be a real helpful tool, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. They do, actually. I think you can figure it out at the track anyway. But when they start a new meet, all the stats start over again. So, you know, 1 for 3 is not that helpful.
Yeah.
But if you get a really good sampling, it's very, very helpful. And then there's another horse in here who should be a decent price. Edgar Prado gets. His name's Greeley's Law. And he's dropping from an open claimer into a New York bred, and he figures to make a nice showing for himself. So we'll see. But I really like this Dr. Copper at 12-1.
Yeah, you want him to fill out your whatever you
want. Yeah, you know what happened to me last week? Doggone it. I had a horse that was 56-1 as my loser, and I had him second in the exacta. I had him third in the trifecta, and I had him fourth in the 10-cent super. So he's got to finish in one of those spots. Horse wins, it pays over $100. I'm screaming, stop.
I hate it
and
when that happens.
Prado, it was terrible. When your losers win, you want to shoot yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You don't ever back it up with $2?
Well, I should. That's what everybody says to me now. Well, you should put at least $2 on them. I said, I know, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the spirit.
Then you'd be picking winners, and that would make me nervous.
Who wants to pick a winner?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm going to go, and we're going to do some nice tours today. It's a beautiful day. We've got a lot of people coming. I'll go over to the sale. I'm like a deranged missionary over there with those Daily Racing Force magazines, handing them out to people.
That's great.
The magazine came out great, and people like it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine.
So,
well, that's good that you're hanging out of the sale. That's a good place to present
Harry Miller. Harry Miller's been dishing them out for me.
Oh, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's coming up next at Old Friends? Maybe the wine, maybe the Four Roses tasting?
Four Roses. I think it's the first weekend in October. I'll remember the date next week. I'll bring it. We're going to do Rider Palooza at Old Friends, and we've got Mr. Nicholson, who came here, wrote a book on the Kentucky Derby. He's going to come and sign copies of his book.
Good.
Very good.
A woman named Susan Nusser, who wrote a book called Kentucky Derby Dreams, although it's more interesting because it's really about a year in the life of Taylor May.
Oh,
and it's got a lot of great detail, and it's a really, really, really good book. I've read And his is too. His is interesting about putting the Kentucky Derby in a social and cultural context. But hers is real interesting for people in the horse business to see the details of all the things that go on, trying to get the horses ready for the sale and all of that business at TaylorMade. It's really, really
interesting.
Really a good book. And then Milt Toby, who was your guest last week, is going to come sign copies of the newer book.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
That'll be good. And then we'll have an auction. And
well, and then you're going to, that's Saturday the 29th. You're going to the Secretariat thing.
Secretariat Festival. Rapid Redux is going to make a celebrity appearance.
Hey, that's fun.
Yeah.
He'll get a big hand.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something.
He's good looking anyway.
Yes, he is.
If you don't know anything about horses, he's very flashy.
Is he letting down all right?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's nice. He gives me back scratches and stuff with his head.
Does he?
Now, was it you that took the picture of the horse walking down the fence row with
the
cat?
No, that was Rick Capone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
Princess
thing.
And Rapid Redux.
Jim was great. Jim was taking pictures too, weren't you, Tim?
Yeah. Tim did all our videos.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tim did all these great videos for us. He for 10 of the horses. And they're available at the gift shop for a very reasonable price, $15.
That's great.
You can take them home, look at the horses race.
Well, that's one thing, walking down the fence with a cat on the fence. And that's been all over Facebook.
Has it? Good.
It keeps being reposted because it's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. That's my favorite cat.
Is it?
Yeah. Princess.
Princess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time to do a commercial.
Well, Ursel, thank you very much.
You're bailing out early, huh?
What do you mean? Usually, he can't wait to get rid of me. What's the deal? His disposition must have changed in the last few minutes.
Wait a minute. Point out something.
It's not in here. I looked for it.
Oh.
What were you looking for, Tim?
Red art.
Oh. The racing form, in today's racing form, in the pullout section for DRF weekend, has an interview with Craig Perrett.
Oh, I didn't. I took it out and left it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyway, in the first, when they ask him what he's been doing and everything, he talks about the fact that he's been making these really great fly masks, and we have them available at our gift shop at Old Friends.
Oh.
But he also talks about coming to visit the old horse he used to ride at Old Friends.
Ah, that's
the, in the first one. So that's another reason you should buy the racing for him today.
There you go.
And if
at least go or either that
and put it at the bottom of his stack and with his arm on.
Yeah, not only that, he's got it. He's now set the combination of the states.
Well, you walked off with two of them,
huh?
You walked off with two of my racing forms.
I know that.
Hey, gets a free form every week.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he thinks they're free.
No respect.
I got away with it for a while.
Yeah.
So if I have to do a couple of days, that's all right.
I'm a little slow on the pickup. It took me a while to say, where in the hell my racing form go?
Yeah.
And then I figured, well, Michael's missing too. So now I know.
Well, we'll send all our best to Dr. Byers as he's out in Rochester, Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
So we'll.
Oh, it's Rochester, Minnesota. Yeah, we were trying to think where it was.
Yeah, Doc's at Mayo Clinic again.
Yeah.
So everybody keep him in your prayers.
Everybody listens to this program knows how dearly he's missed because they're listening and going, oh, my God.
I know. He's on. The last time he was on, I did a video of him, and it's on UrselEllisHorseTales.com, and you can click on it. He did a segment on bacterial infections, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
Michael. All right. Thanks Ursel, for coming thank in. You. Thank you very much. It's great to see you.
Have a good day. Well, Ms. Mass is sired three Grade One stakes winners. He's a sired five 2012 stakes winners, two of them graded stakes winners. He's sired graded stakes winning colts, graded stakes winning fillies. He's sired stakes winners on dirt, grass, artificial, and a distances from 6 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. There are 6 yearlings by Ms. Mass scheduled to be sold tomorrow at Keeneland. More a bit later in the sale. Take a good look. Because odds are pretty good, you're looking at a runner. There are also yearlings by First Defense yet to be sold. His first foals are 2-year-olds, and he has already sired a group stakes winner in Great Britain. First Defense won Grade 1 stakes sprinting. He had brilliant speed, and he's bound bridal song at a Grade 1 stakes winner, Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Slough to 2 superior sires, Empire Maker and Chester House. Both First Defense and Ms. Mass stand at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Want to say a little something about my good friend Tom Biederman, Biederman Real Estate and Brokerage, biedermanbrokerage.com, which is his website. And he has, Tom is the premier real estate man here in Kentucky when it comes to farms, because he's been in the horse business all his life. He's an auctioneer too, of course. And he's been, he just knows what he's doing. He's somebody you can trust. He's a good guy. And he just knows the property, knows how to sell it, and he gets the job done selling it. But he's got some special listings. I'm going to mention a couple of them here now. Go to his website, though. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's really got some great listings. He'd be glad to sell your farm for you. 2780 Troy Pike over in Versailles is 74 acres. It's a historic place. It's Elmwood Farm. Beautiful farm property, just located just outside Versailles. Gorgeous home on it. I've been over there, and it's really a lovely place. And you won't find a better location or a farm in better condition than this one. I'll guarantee you that. Also, over on Lemons Mill, 3860 Lemons Mill, there's a big house over there on 29 acres, 6,682 square feet, and 6,682 square feet. And residence was custom built by the sellers. It's a wonderful open floor plan. So it's, if you're looking for a lovely place out in the country with just enough acres to keep, you know, some few horses on it, 28.9 big sack. And just go to me, biedermanbrokerage.com, B-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, brokerage.com. And that's my good friend Tom Biederman. The phone number there is 277-2030. And some other good people to do business with. As soon as I can get down to the bottom of this here. You know, and if you're looking for a runner, who you buy from is just about as important as what you buy. That said, take a look in barn 26 at the yearlings consigned by Pope McLean Crestwood Farm Agency. Now, the McLean family has earned a reputation for raising runners at Crestwood Farm. And the four yearlings they're offering in the Monday session have been raised the right way. Thereby, yes, it's true, Artie Schiller and Bellamy Road. Of course, those all three proven sires of grade one stakes winners. And the fourth is from the first crop by the brilliant Dunkirk, a grade one runner by Bridal Song out of Secret Status. She's by AP Indy and she earned over $1 million. And she won the grade one Kentucky Oaks and the grade one Mother Goose. So look them over and ask about the yearlings they're offering in later sessions. And keep in mind that the McLeans offer a wide variety of services at Crestwood Farm, from boarding and breeding right down to representation at sales or portfolio management. They even can insure your horses for you. Good farm to know. I have family operated. They treat their clients like family. Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, barn 36 at Keeneland. And see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
I'm going to get up and get a Kleenex.
That's a good idea. We're all hacking and coughing around here.
I'm not hacking and coughing, but I'm not hacking and coughing, but I was sitting outside in the cold all morning.
Well, there you are. Quillen Tack and Leather, of course, their 30th anniversary. I didn't realize it. Ralph Quillen started that tack shop when he was 10 years old. Now their celebration is in free food. Will be Friday, September 21st. That's next Friday from 11:30 in the morning till 2. Going to have a barbecue. Wayne Estes is cooking. It's going to be great. So they're going to have door prizes and special prizes during the anniversary week. That's this coming up week. So RSVP. 987-0215. I want to say thanks to Terry Tubbs, our buddy, who's redoing our floor in our house, putting down hardwood floors. It's gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. I mean, I can't get over it. Funny thing is we have to do half at a time because we can't live outside, I guess. That's you know, what are you going to do? So, anyway, Terry.
They always move to the barn, you know.
Yeah. But
just
anyway,
muck out stalls in a bit.
Yeah, they do a quick, good job, Terry Tubbs. We'll see you Monday, Terry. You know, ought to give out his telephone number because he really does.
I tell you, if we took everything away from that house that Terry's done to it, it'd probably just collapse, wouldn't it?
Because well, I know. I said it's the Terry Tubbs Memorial House at this point. His number is 707-9615. And what's really good about it, he comes up with really good material and stuff. Like when we had our house, it had wood siding, and sooner or later that stuff rots. And when they came out with that cement-based siding that looks like wood, he put these, said, you got to do this. This is what you need to do. And it looks great. And it cut our heating bills by what?
I would say a good 20, 25%.
Yeah. I mean, that's he finds good stuff like that. That's what's, you know. Anyway, see you Monday, Terry. Now, what's next week? No, 2 weeks from today is the 29th. That would be the Secretariat Festival in Paris from 9 to 5 at Legion Park. Legion Park is, well, let's see, you get to the bypass, go all the way around, and get off the bypass, turn right, and you'll see a big sign. They're going to have equine demonstrations. Old friend's going to be there. He's going to bring Rapid Redux, celebrity autograph signing, miniature horses events for kids. That's, and a lot of children's activities, galleries of arts and crafts, and Claiborne Farm tours leaving from there. Also, that morning at 8 o'clock for you runners, they're going to have the Big Red 5K Run Walk at Adena Springs. Admission's free. Gates open at 9 o'clock. If you want more information, 987-8744. Now, Penny Tweedy, who owns Secretariat, Penny Chenery Tweedy, her daughter, Kate, has written a book about Riva Ridge, the horse that was the year before Secretariat from...
I saw that derby, matter of fact.
Live on TV. I saw it on television.
I was there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, anyway, Kate, daughter Kate, has written this book, and she's going to be there, and they're going to sign it and all that kind of stuff, and she's going to be on the show that morning, I understand.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so coming show
with,
up. And
coming in with Jim Freeze and Keelan.
Yeah.
I mean, at Claiborne.
Claiborne. So yeah. That's a big Claiborne day. And, you know, I was talking about what Adena Springs does for Bourbon County. Claiborne's done that kind of stuff for years.
Yeah.
They just, they're great citizens of the...
Great neighbors.
Great neighbors. Do a lot for the community, both of them. All right. Woodford Hounds is having a cross-country trial October 21st. That's at the Woodford Hounds Kennels. Kathy Murphy's Hunter Pace is Sunday, October 28th at Kathy Murphy's Farm. You want to have a good time, that's a place to go. She's out.
Catherine.
Catherine. Ursula calls her Catherine. No, you don't call her Catherine. Was it Herb Jones? Oh.
It's me.
Okay. There you go.
She's a lovely lady.
Oh, she's a wonderful person. Everybody absolutely loves her with good reason. She's just one of the sweetest people ever. Just a great, a lot of fun girl. Let's see. Also, Lexington Computer Clinic is over at, what's the name of that? Hamburg. And they do really great stuff. They have taken an idiot like me and tried to help me.
What are you doing?
Stuff. I'm getting their phone number because they're good enough. Oh. And I'm giving them a free commercial. 263-7374. They can give you the thing is, you can go over there for 20 minutes. No, half hour. And they'll give you a $20 lesson on how to do computers. And, you know, most people say, I'll just punch something. But they tell you what to do. They're quite good. Okay, Bourbon County YMCA 27th Annual Fall Benefit at Adena Springs, Saturday, September 22nd at 6:30. I'm going to give you a phone number because tickets, 50 per person, 60 at the door. Call Rachel Skinner, 987-1395.
Well, First Crop Run is by Invisor, racking up wins, and they're doing so at major tracks. Four have won in New York, others at Arlington and Calder. couple of Delaware parks, Gulfstream, Golden Gate, Ellis Park. And they're knocking on the door in stakes. 516 was second in the curling stakes at Saratoga. Midnight Invaders placed in a couple of stakes. Invisor was a horse of the year on two continents and was undefeated after his four-year-old season. Let me say that again. He was actually lost one race during his entire career. And but anyway, have I got this written right? He was a horse of the year on two continents after his undefeated four-year-old season, in which he won four Grade One stakes. He'd won six consecutive Grade One stakes at one time. That was a record, including the Grade One Breeders' Cup Classic. Beat Bernardini. I saw that. He was acclaimed horse of the world after that. And the following year, he was still rated number one in the world after he won the Group One Dubai World Cup. He retired with earnings of $7,804,000. That's a lot of ability to pass on to his progeny. He stands over at Shadwell Farm. That's the home also of Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade One Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He earned over $1,328,000. Grade One stakes winner De Hare, who's got a really nice graded stakes winning filly in his first crop. Classic winner Jazzle is getting some good runners. So there's a nice one out here that's going in the stakes that worked just day before yesterday. Multiple graded stakes winner Mustanfar. He's got five first crop winners from eight starters, four multiple winners, and one of them stakes place. And a multiple graded stakes winner Interdab, who is another proven graded stakes sire. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes. See the website, ShadwellFarm.com. Well, we were talking about Ralph Quillen earlier, and I hear that he's hobbling around on crutches right now, but he better hurry up and get better, because on the 21st, they're having an open house over in Quillen Tack and Leather, and if you get there between 11:30 and 2, you can get a barbecue lunch. And door prizes and some special prices on leather goods. And it's partly sponsored by the Paris Bourbon County Chamber of Commerce as part of their business after hours program to promote local businesses. And Ralph, as Jackie said just a minute ago, he's the business 30 years now, so he was 10 years old when he started.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, Ralph, you owe me for that one. Owe us for that one, I should say. Anyway, started the business back in 1982, almost at 1882, but anyway, and it's the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year worldwide, and it's a great shop to visit. So go in and look around. We've got a wonderful gift shop in there, so it's easy to find. It's in Paris. If you're coming in from the Lexington area, just go to the third stop. Don't turn left on the bypass. Now go to the third stoplight and look to your left. D'Artias. Well, Spring at Last ranks among the leading freshman sires with 8 2-year-old winners, a stakes winner, and two others that have placed in stakes. The Lover's Question is won the Jamestown Stakes at Colonial Downs, that following a win and a maiden special at the same track. Spring in the Air ran second in the $150,000 Shady Well Stakes at Woodbine in her very first start, and then she came back and won a maiden special by 10 1/4 lengths. She's a filly with a bright future. Just Gone, also competing in Canada, won a maiden special first time out, finished second in her next two starts, both stakes. So opportunities will arise to purchase a yearling by Spring at Last at Keeneland. Keep an eye out also for youngsters from the first crop by Colonel John and the first crop by U.S. Ranger. Colonel John, a multiple Grade One stakes winner, more than $1,779,000, is by the Great Tiz now. U.S. Ranger, undefeated at 2, a champion at 3 and 4, is the son of Cyrus Danzig. And keep in mind that Spring at Last, Colonel John, and U.S. Ranger stand at Windstar Farm. And that's a farm noted for standing successful sires. Three of the top 10 sires of 2012, Distorted Humor, Spitestown, Tis Now, stand at Windstar. For more information, call Jerry Duffy, 873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All righty.
Okay, can I talk about Masterson Station Park?
I'm sure I can't stop you.
All right. Good. September 22nd. There's a lot going on September 22nd. They're going to have their annual work day from 2 to 6.
Oh, let me interrupt.
What?
January the 22nd is next Saturday?
No, September 22nd.
September the 22nd is next Saturday, and we're on early.
Oh, that's right.
I almost forgot to mention that.
Instead of 10 to 12, it's an hour early. 9 to 11.
9 till 11 next Saturday.
Because UK's playing.
Western, I think. No, who are they playing? Florida. And there's a one-hour pregame, a little bit of difference there.
Yeah.
There's a one-hour pregame show, so we have...
We're early.
We're on early.
Tune in for the absolute mayhem of trying to clock and do a radio show at the same time. You may hear sailor words coming out of Ursel's mouth that you've not heard him say before. On the air.
Okay.
Right. It'll be this blue cloud over the... Yeah.
It's kind of fun because it gets real crowded up here, you know. But
yeah, it is fun.
Yeah.
I think.
We'll have Miss Holly over here helping us.
She's asleep.
No, she slept this morning from about five. What time did I get here, Holly? 5:30?
No.
Yeah, 5:30. She slept from 5:30 till 8.
She says no.
Snores.
Oh, stop.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay, Masterson Station Park. What a wonderful thing to have in a community is like this. You've got, I think it's 600 acres, and you can ride just about anywhere you want. The fun thing, of course, is to go ride on the soccer fields. But anyway, we won't go into that.
Not on Saturdays.
No, all those kids. So they're going to have their annual work day next Saturday, starting at 2 till 6. Meet at the parking lot by the Hunter Ring, which is where you go to park. You'll see them. Snacks and drinks will be provided. I hate to say that because you think all those people wandering the streets downtown Lexington will show up for snacks and drinks. They can't find Masterson. Let's face it. Okay. They need weed eaters and hedge trimmers. So if you have gas weed eaters and hedge trimmers, bring one. That would be nice. So that is, then you can go on MastersonEquestrian.org to find out more information. But they do a good job. Today it would be the 15th. Excuse me. Today's the 15th. Horse Live Aid Benefit Show is out at Masterson, and also the Summer Bird Dressage Show. Oh, Macaulay's got something new. It's called an M10 Balancer. It's a pelleted supplement for mature horses at maintenance or work. Soy-free. It's got beet pulp, flaxseed, and rice bran. It's for mature horses requiring little to no grain. For horses that are overweight. Got a few of those, thanks to the nice, good grass in the summer. So, if you're interested in doing that, it's a good idea. Call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 873-3333.
Well, the first fools by Spendthrift Sires in the Mischief, Notional, 'Tis Wonderful, are running at 2 this year. All three have given you some pretty good reasons to pay special attention to their second crop yearlings of Teeman. In the Mischief has 5 winners, all 5 won maiden specials. The most recent, Golden Sense on September the 2nd, won by 7 1/4 lengths at Del Mar. In the Mischief, won the Grade 1 cash call Futurity at 2, ran 7 furlongs and won 20-1 to take the Damascus Stakes, and ran 2nd in Grade 1 Stakes at 3. He's the son of the top sire, Harlan's Holiday. Notional has 4 winners, plus another to place from just 7 starters, 3-1 maiden special, and his most recent winner, Aunt Anna, one first time out of Calder on September 7. Notional placed in graded stakes at 2, went on to win graded stakes at Santa Anita, the Fairgrounds, and Monmouth Park. He also ran 2nd to Scat Daddy in the Grade 1 Florida Derby, and he shares the same sire line as Indian Charlie. Tis Wonderful has 5 first crop winners, among them My Happy Face, who broke her maiden at Saratoga by a stunning 21 1/4 lengths, and Scamoni, winner first time out of a maiden special at Churchill, and 2nd in $100,000 stakes in her next start. Tis Wonderful won 2 graded stakes at Churchill and was undefeated at 2. He's the most precocious son of Tis Now at stud. For more information about the Spendthrift Stallions, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Phil, and Ed Toffee, and see the website at Spendthrift Farm.
Fresnet.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at Fresnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at Brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, racing's moved from Del Mar to Fairplex in California, and last Sunday explained the 3-year-old son of Broken Vow made it a winning move by winning the Jim Kostoff Stakes. And that same day in Canada, Commander, a 4-year-old by Broken Vow, won the S.W. Randall Handicap. Explained as the 16th 2012 stakes winner by Broken Vow. Bred in Kentucky by Mueller Thoroughbred Stables, he's never been off the board in 8 career starts. Winning the Sunday stakes off 2 seconds at Del Mar after earlier breaking his maiden at Oaklawn and placing in the $100,000 Northern Spur Stakes also at Oaklawn. Commander was bred in Kentucky by Paragon Farms and sold as a yearling at Keenan for $105,000. He won 5 straight stakes in Canada, and he won early in his career at Delaware and at Oaklawn. Also on Sunday, Bob and John added 2 more first crop winners. He has over 40 now, including 2 stakes winners. When Act 1 Scene 1 wired the field, it went on dirt at Belmont, and John Galt came from off the pace on grass to win at Arlington. Starting tomorrow, you can purchase a potential runner by Broken Vow and Bob and John at Keeneland, as well as youngsters from the first crop by graded stakes winner and millionaire cowboy Cal, the son of Giants Causeway. Take advantage of the opportunity, and for more information, contact Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at Pin Oak Stud, and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty, Jackie, you want to finish up here real quick? That's all right. Sit still, Gail. She can reach over and get that.
Here, I'll get this.
Just don't steal her glasses.
You can have
just don't steal her glasses or she won't be able to read this.
Okay, two more things. Farm Managers Club Annual Trail Ride is Saturday, September 22nd. Again, that's another September 22nd event.
Everything's happening on the 22nd.
Absolutely. It's Shaker Village. It's $15 a rider. Sign in at 11. Rides at 12. See, what's good about Shaker Village to hunt or to ride, if you just want to go back, you can always take one of those trails that are clearly marked, and you can go home by yourself if you want. Get sick and tired of the company. So, RSVP quick. Let's see. Let me see. Get a hold of KTFMC, Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club, .org if you want more details. Okay, the Friday, September 21st, coming up at the Horse Park at 7 o'clock. It's the Haggard Challenge Series. This is it. This wraps it up. Along with the final Grand Prix, they're going to have the 4th annual The Betsy Gala. It starts at 5, drinks and dinner. It raises money for Marky Cancer. Of course, that's what it's for Betsy Fishback, who died of cancer. So it's a nice thing to remember.
Love that lady.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What a loss. She lit up the room when she walked in. All right, September 16th. Is that tomorrow? That's tomorrow. It's a Sunday. They're having Horses and Hope Trail Ride at the Horse Park. Today's the 15th.
Today's the 15th.
15th.
Go back to sleep, Holly.
Tomorrow. She's the EMS. She's not the timekeeper.
Okay.
Anyway, First Lady Jane Brashear will be hosting this Horses and Hope Trail Ride. It also benefits cancer. You can show up. You don't have to pre-register. It costs you an extra $10, $75. Registration forms are available online at www.horsesandhope.org. If you show up, have a Coggins and a vet cert. And one more thing, if you're
You got 3 or 4 minutes.
I don't need 3 or 4 minutes.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble. If your trailer needs repair.
Pregnant silence.
Don't mention pregnant around. We don't. Okay. We don't have anything to do with pregnant. If your trailer needs repair, the place to take it is Sally Vans, because that's their business. And I didn't know they did that. And, I don't know, it's been about a year or so ago, I got a email from Jane Weingartner, and she had taken hers over there. They did brakes check, rubber mat repaired, bearings packed, and all that stuff. And it just didn't occur to me that they would fool with individual trailers, but they do. So that's the place to go. Let's see, one more thing. Central Kentucky Riding for Hope always looks for volunteers, and our buddy out here who used to ride for us. No, he just volunteered over there. Bought Holly's farm over.
Dennis Nobles.
Dennis Nobles.
Yeah. God, we've had 100 riders down through the years. I don't folks know.
Some of them were paid.
Yeah.
And But Dennis is a wonderful rider. He grew up somewhere up north near Boston, and he had riding at some famous dressage barn. And so he's volunteered over there, Central Kentucky Riding for Hope, and they're lucky to get him, and that's all I've got to say.
All right, well, I've got something I'd do then. I'd take care of it. Then we're going to have Gail Hughes and his lovely bride, Ruth, in just a few minutes. And anyway, I got to take care of my good friend David Schweitzer over at the KTA, and he likes to be me to announce the Breeders of Kentucky Stakes winners from the previous week. And Bourbon Courage won the Super Derby. And Bourbon Courage was bred by Oscar and Eloise Penn from one of the famous Penn families. Groupie Doll won the Presque Island Downs Master Stakes as grade two. And Groupie Doll was bred by Fred and William Bradley. The Air Support won the Bowling Green Stakes. Of course, that's at Belmont Park. Stewardess Janney III. Bred Air Support, and of course that would have been raised over Claiborne Farm, do you believe? The Arlington Washington Lassie Stakes, Gold Edge by Eddington, who stands at Claiborne, bred by Dolphus C. Morrison, and that course up at Arlington Park. The British Columbia Derby, Grade 3, second city won that. He's by Distorted Humor, who stands over at Windstar. Dolly bred that winner. The Sunday Silent Stakes at Louisiana Downs was won by Jabba's War, bred by Charles Fipke. The Oak Tree Juvenile Turf Stakes at Del Mar Dry Summer, bred by Richard Stultz. The Happy Ticket Stakes at Louisiana Downs, Always Kitten, one of those things bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey, all those kittens. The Unbridled Stakes Louisiana Downs went to Global Power by Pulpit, bred by Hidden Creek Farm. The British Columbia Oaks, Evelyn's Dancer, won that, bred by Brian and Gay Lister. Et al. And Et al's in on a lot of breeding. Premier Cup Handicap at Zia went to Safe Trip. That's a $100,000 race, the winner by Taylor the Cat, bred by Robert Quinichet. The Carl Hanford Memorial at Delaware, El Duffer, bred by Shadwell Farm, the CERF Stakes at Del Mar. Renee's Got Zip, bred by John Levickus. I probably screwed that one up. Sorry, John. The Delta Queen Handicap at Hastings, winner class included by Include, one of my favorite horses, keeping the old Domino Sire line alive down at Airdrie Stud. Michael and Amy Fuhrborn won that one. The Kentucky Cup Ladies Turf went to Ms. Ider. Another Airdrie Stud, proud citizen. This one bred by Bert Richard and Elaine Klein. The Just Kostoff Stakes at Fairplex went to Explain. He's by Broken Vow, bred by Mueller Thoroughbred Stables. Oh, Lordy. The Metastar Stakes at Belmont, Dreaming of Julia, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. And the S.W. Randall Plate at Hastings. That's a pretty rich race out there. Commander won that, and it's another Broken Vow, and that horse wins everything out there. He's the king of Western Canada, and he was bred by Paragon Farms. All right,
See, I didn't need Jackie to fill that out, did I? Well, last Sunday at Zia, $100,000 Premier Cup handicap was won by Safe Trip, a 5-year-old son of Taylor the Cap. Safe Trip shipped in from Monmouth Park to get the money. 6 furlongs, 108-2, and that'll get it for you. Bred by Robert L. Quinichette and sold at Keeneland as a weanling for $180,000. Safe Trip is just the latest in a long list of major stakes winners sired by Taylor the Cap. A list that includes 8 Grade 1 stakes winners, among them champion Giaponte, winner of over $6 million. Taylor the Cat for Storm Cat has ranked among the top 10 leading sires 4 times. He stands at Ashford Stud. Starting tomorrow, you can find youngsters by Taylor the Cat, plus others by the Coolmore Stallions Dunkirk, Fusa Ichi Pegasus, the nation's leading sire Giants Causeway, Grand Slam, Henry the Navigator. He's already sired a Grade 1 winner over in Europe, a 2-year-old from his first crop. Leading freshman sire Majestic Warrior and last year's leading freshman sire Scat Daddy. Plus a Grade 1 won by Grade 1 stakes winner The Way You Are. So look them over. And remember, leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coolmore.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville Studios, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, tomorrow at Keeneland, you'll have the opportunity to buy a yearling from Airdrie Stud, a farm that over the past 4 years has produced the winners of major stakes all over North America. Numbered among them, champion Proud Spell, champion Biofuel, champion 2 Andy Wee, Grade 1 winner Believe You Can, Grade 1 winner Include Me Out, Grade 1 winner Summer Soiree, Grade 1 winner No Such Word, and Grade 1 winner Check the Label. Tomorrow's champions are in Barn 12 in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud agent. All were conceived at Airdrie Stud. All were raised at Airdrie Stud. Hip 1713 is a proud citizen and sired 13 stakes winners this year, including Miss Ida, who posted her 3rd stakes win of the year in the Kentucky Cup Ladies Turf Stakes at Kentucky Downs last Saturday. 5 of his 13 2012 stakes winners have won graded stakes, including his 2nd winner of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. Hip 1509 is a full assistance to Antigone, a colt from the first crop by Istown, who placed in the Belmont Stakes and was beaten just a length and a quarter in the Grade 1 Travers last time out. Hip 1597 is a filly by the nationally ranked Include. Hip 1582 is a colt by Indian Charlie out of a young graded stakes mare. They're in Barn 12 in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud agent, and all were raised at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. Later consignments are in the Tuesday and Thursday sessions.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather is clear, can do.
You ready? All right. Starting the second hour now, and I have some friends of mine, Gail Hughes and his lovely bride of a couple of years now. How long's it been, Ruth, since y'all got married?
Been 60 years.
60? Well, you married when you were 10 years old?
Thank you.
Well, I've known this couple for a couple of those years. In fact, I think, Gail, the first time I met you, I was a young punk working for the Blood Horse. We'd call you up when you were down at Taylor Asbury's.
Forest Retreat, yeah.
Forest Retreat, yeah. But you started out a long time before that.
Well, I started at Green Tree right out of UK in 1950. And was there until 50, 8, and then I was hired by Forest Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Was there 40 years about.
Okay, now Green Tree. Now that was did you told me once, if I'm not mistaken, that this property right here, of course, probably the old Whitney's stables.
This was Jock Whitney owned this, and Forest Green Tree used it.
Mm-hmm.
Green Tree was co-owned with Jock Whitney's sister.
Uh-huh.
And she not only owned half of Green Tree, but she also owned the baseball team in New York.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
The Brooklyn at that time?
I believe so.
The Dodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you from originally? Where are you born?
I was born in Nashville.
Oh, my God. Nashville. Wearing orange.
Oh, he never lets me forget it either.
Where are you born, Ruth?
I was born in New York.
Oh, my goodness. So, New York City?
No, Scarsdale.
Scarsdale, New York? Was your family involved with horses?
Not at all.
No? How about yours, Gail?
Oh.
Your family have horses?
Not really. While I was in the UK, my cousin Martha House and I bought a horse at Keeneland for $100, a gelding, and we schooled him over jumps. And I even, at 210 or 12 pounds, galloped him, so he was dead fit. And he ran twice in Nashville in the Iroquois Steeplechase, was fifth the first year and third the second.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Griggs and his father handled the horse.
Oh, well.
And Johnny was just a teenager then.
Yeah.
So we've known him that long.
Well, yeah, I've known him about that long too. So this is why you were living in Nashville.
No, no. I that's a long story. My parents died.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle adopted me, so to speak, and he was with DuPont in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
And so I spent my early teens there.
Mm-hmm.
But
in Virginia.
Yes.
Okay.
And my aunt, another aunt, bought a farm at corner of Bethlehem Road and Hutchison Pike, and I came there every summer.
Okay.
And even when I was in college, I did.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to UK?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we met.
Oh, okay. Y'all met at UK.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He used to help me on with my coat in one of my classes.
He's been a gentleman all his life.
And I thought, he said he was the only gentleman I had known, being from New York.
Is that right?
No, of course not.
Well, <Yeah. laughs> Oh, okay. Well,
he knows better.
Well, how did you get down to Kentucky?
I thought I was going to go to vet school, and I went to Marietta, Ohio first, because mm-hmm. they had a pre-vet course. It's a very, very nice liberal arts school, but not for. Mm-hmm. For anything else, not for pre-vet, because there wasn't any horses around, and the ones they did have were not in very good shape. So I said, well, I'll just have to go to Kentucky. So here I am.
Well, did you ride before you went?
I've been riding. I've been riding practically all my life. I worked at local stables to get my lessons. And
mm-hmm. How'd you get interested in horses if your family wasn't in the horses?
Oh, you're born that way. No explanation. You know, all little children like horses, and they grow out of it. But I never grew out of it.
Okay. Still at it.
I'm still at it.
So you met it. You came, so you decided you'd come to UK.
UK.
Well, they have a vet school here, wouldn't
you? No, but they had
horses.
They had horses.
Yeah, there.
And they had enough courses, and they had an agreement with Auburn, you know, too.
Yeah.
But one of the, chemistry classes stopped me. Mm-hmm. And I decided I'd go to another direction.
Yeah. Sixth grade math stopped me.
Well, Dr. Asbury told me years later that he had trouble with organic chemistry and had to have a tutor. And here he is, a very prominent surgeon.
There you go.
I never even thought of having a tutor.
Well, did you get married while you were going to college, you know?
The last year, well, Gail was out, but I had another year to go.
Yeah. I graduated in 1950, and she was 52, okay. And we were married in 52.
Okay, now you went right out of college, you went to work for Green Tree?
Yes.
Okay, over, where were you stationed at Green Tree then?
Pardon?
Where were you at Green Tree?
Well, I started out like all neophyte mucking souls.
Yeah, but which side of the creek?
Oh, the other side.
The old Green Tree.
First Station side, yeah.
Towards Paris.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I got to be, in two or three years, I was named horse superintendent.
Okay.
And Clarkson Beard was the manager, and I met Major Beard, too, and it was a great place. Mm-hmm. It was a leading stable racing.
Oh, yeah. Who was it stood while you were there now?
Bimlick, Shutout, Devil Diver, and I believe the Belmont winner came in while I was there. Stage Door Johnny.
Okay. Yeah. Were you there when Counterpoint was needed and Capot?
Capot was tried and was infertile, and he became part of the famous Gas House gang.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see him there.
Yeah. Okay. But didn't you tell me one time that the barn, what is barn 28 here, and I told him I'd check up on this, which is a stud barn? Yeah, it burned down at one time?
Never. The stud barn, Jock Whitney's, was right over here.
Yeah, it's barn 28 over here, right, yeah.
And while I was there, we originally bred in the yearling barn, had a big thing there, and we built a, while I was there, we built a stud breeding shed.
Okay, then I was wrong about that. I've been telling people that for years.
Well, now you're
wrong again.
You needed an old man to tell you something.
Well, see, my problem is when I talk to somebody that's been around as long as I am, they don't know whether I'm right or wrong. And I've listened to and I've outlived pretty near everybody, you know. So I got to take a break and do some commercials, and I'll be right back with you, okay? Yep. All right. Well, last Saturday at Arlington Park, the grade $350,000 Arlington, Washington Lassie Stakes was won by undefeated Gold Edge, a two-year-old filly by Eddington. And in Louisiana Downs, $100,000 Unbridled Stakes was won by Global Power, a four-year-old colt by Pulpit. Gold Edge, bred and owned by Dolphus Morrison, is 3-for-3. Won her first start at Churchill, next two to Arlington, the Lisa M. Stakes, and then the grade three Arlington Washington Lassie. She is one of five 2012 stakes winners by Eddington, a list that includes grade two winner and millionaire Secret Circle and grade two winner Brush by Star. Global Power, bred by Hidden Creek and sold as a yearling for $230,000, shipped in to win the Unbridled. He was coming off a win in the $100,000 Sussex at Delaware Park, and the Unbridled was his third stakes win. Eddington, a grade one stakes winner by Unbridled, and Pulpit, a grade one stakes winner by APND, both stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, the place to find the runners in barn 14 on Keeneland in the Indian Creek agent consignment. They sell to Mar, youngsters by Harlan's Holiday, Eddington, Roman Ruler, Artie Schiller, Inner Mischief, Kitten's Joy, Birdstone, Dixie Union, Sky Mesa, Hardspun, City Zip, Broken Vow, Warfront. Hip 1497 is a full brother to the 2012 graded stakes winner millionaire Secret Circle, of course, by Eddington. And Eddington, sire, winner of last Saturday's grade two, the grade three, Arlington, Washington, Lassie winner. Hip number 1758 by Eddington, and she is out of a graded stakes winner and graded stakes producer. It's a solid consignment. All of our proven sires are graded stakes winners. All are from families loaded with black type. And most important of all, they were all from the consignment of Indian Creek. For years, a source of world-class runners. Six champions on four continents, 13 grade one stakes winners, greatest stakes winners the world over. Later Indian Creek offerings are in the Tuesday and Thursday sessions. So, and to ensure your purchases, go to one of the most trusted names in the world, the Clay Ward Agency in Paris, where they've been insuring the world's finest bloodstock
for over 8 decades. Call Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess, 987-1861. And two names you can depend on for great performance in the thoroughbred industry, the Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency. Well, Pioneer of the Nile, one more here. I think, is that right? Let me check this. Yes, Pioneer of the Nile won Grade 1 stakes at 2 and 3, earned over $1,634,000, and is a Sunny Empire maker. According to stats released by the Jockey Club, is the nation's number one ranked sire of North American earnings. Tomorrow at Keenan in Barn 26 and in the consignment of Vinery Sales, you'll find four nice youngsters from the first crop of Pioneer of the Nile. Others in the consignment are by Champion Sire More Than Ready, Cowboy Cal, Colonel John Bernstein, Lemon Drop Kid, Midnight Loot, the Wildcat, and Mineshaft, all from distinguished families. Later Vinery consignments sell Tuesday and Thursday. Look them over, and don't forget that Vinery has the state-of-the-art facilities to give your yearlings the proper early training to set them on the right path to the winner's circle. While in Kentucky, drop by the farm. Ask for John Gasper, Steve Castagnola, Francis Relihan, or Grant Williamson. They'll be glad to talk over your future plans. And for more information about the Vinery facilities, check the website at vinery.com. I'm talking to Gail and Ruth Hughes, a couple here that I've known for a couple of years, to put it mildly. And how long were you over at Green Tree now? Was Tom Fool there when you were there, or did he come later? Yeah, he was there.
He was lacked libido. He was a great problem.
To breed.
Yeah. We did all kinds of tricks. And he liked some mares, and we'd stand one in the shed to make him get ready, and then he'd breed.
Uh-huh.
And Shutout was a point. Of course, he won the Derby. He was a mean SOB.
Yeah, I remember.
And took a man's arm off almost one time when I was there.
Jeez.
But Tom Fool was the kindest, nicest horse I ever saw. You could do anything with him. As a matter of fact, my son Scooter, who is a trainer, when the horse came in, I put him up on the horse and let him around the stall.
How old was Scooter?
He was probably three or four, maybe four or five.
Well, Scooter said he sat on a chain.
Yeah. It's worth noting along here with Ruth, while we were while I was out of school, but she was still finishing. We were married, and she even in school she broke yearlings for Colonel Chin.
Is that?
We had him over at the trotting track. And she'd run over there. And
sometimes.
And she was one of the first women that ever rode thoroughbreds on the track.
That's what I had understood that.
Yeah.
Now, where was Colonel Chin at that? What farm was he on?
He had the big house right there on Paris Pike that he lived in for a while.
Right up across from Dorland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this way.
This way.
Between the two gates. The big house that sits right back in there.
Oh, between the two here?
Uh-huh.
This house?
No. Uh-huh. Right up. As you come in, the house just before you come in.
Oh, okay, the Leatherwood.
Yeah, it wasn't Leatherwood. It was up on the hill.
Up on the hill.
Well, it was this way. It was past the...
Now, I was always told that he lived in this house.
Well, he did that, too.
Okay. Until he got kicked out. He had to throw him out of it.
He made millions and lost them in a drop of a hat.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And he used to take me, I used to drive him when I was riding for him, and drive him in his Cadillac, and we'd go around looking at yearlings, and they'd come out and bring chairs, and he'd sit there with his cane, and I'd sit next to him, and we'd watch yearlings, and I had a good time that summer.
Well, you know, Hal Steele's his grandfather.
Yes, I knew that. Hal was learning at that time when we went to Keeneland.
Yeah.
And Hal would ride the pony out. Well, Hal would practically fall asleep on the pony going to the track.
Yeah.
In fact, one day we were coming down the hill from up on the hill, and And he's going along like this, and I was on a colt, and the colt mounted his pony, and he never moved. I said, "How? I'm all over the back of you. Wake up."
Colonel Chin was Hal's grandfather. I said it the other way. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Of course, Hal was a good friend.
Yeah, Hal and I were good friends.
Yeah, good.
His wife and I were good friends.
Yeah, well, she just passed away, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But Hal used to train out here some. I see. He's still training.
Oh, he sits in the barn half asleep. I went by to see him because I hadn't seen him in a while. And some old guy was sitting there on a bale of straw and had a hat down. And I said, Hal's not anywhere around? And he said, "You don't know me?"
Telling him he's too damn old.
He hadn't changed a bit. I mean, he never had much energy. But
subsequently, while we were first married, she worked for Cy White breaking earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And
over on the Russell Cave.
Yeah. And my cousin Martha House. The two of them. And when we, at some point at Forest Street, we built a training barn over on Maple Heights Division.
Uh-huh.
And she had 20 years she broke earrings there. Mm-hmm. And did a beautiful job. He was pretty well known for it.
You've been on some good horses then.
Oh, yes.
Name a couple.
I don't remember names.
Don't you? Well, horse is a horse,
no,
huh?
No.
No, yearlings don't have names usually.
A lot of them.
I thought maybe you
weren't even named then, and I didn't follow them.
Yeah. You went on down to Forest Retreat, which is down in Carlisle.
Yep.
And the Asbury's at...
Green Tree was facing a change of managers, and LeClarksville told me, Bob Green was going to be the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I'd advise you to have your resignation on the desk before he comes in, which I did. And a week later, I hired by Dr. Asbury.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fortuitous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Well, there was a link there, too, because Dr. Asbury's, Mary Knight Asbury and Gail's aunt, who on Hutchison Road there, mm-hmm. had been in school together.
Okay.
And knew each other, so yeah. He had an in there.
Well, you all had a lot of good horses come off a Forest Retreat, my goodness.
Obviously.
People used to call Dr. Asbury and ask, "What do you have? I want to buy a horse from you."
Boy,
I mean, he wouldn't even have to go out and advertise them. He was just the nicest guy and never forget a name, and we were just lucky to have known him.
I remember he sold Revoked that Max Hurst turned back in, you know, and he kept him, didn't he? Or did he? Yeah, and he went on and won the Arlington the Washington Park Futurity.
Yeah, that's correct.
And turned into a hell of a stud horse.
He was by Blue Larkspur, I think.
That's
very well there.
Yeah. Well, most of his horses were.
Well, the story on that is during the Depression. In one of his book, he says he never knew he was at surgery in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
always busy, made a pile of money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought the farm, he could pay any stud fee, and the mares all came from good families that he bought as yearlings.
Yeah.
And it did a hell of a job.
The story goes, maybe this was before you went to work for him, that when Andrew Crevlin bought Determined out of the sale, that he went to look at him after the sale, and he was so small, and he was complaining about it, and Dr. Asbury says, "Well, I'll buy him back."
He said he sold for $12,000,
yeah.
And Dr. Asbury pretty upset about it and went back met Crevlin at the big hotel out there, and Dr. Asbury said, "I'll give you $15,000 to take him back." He says, "No, you're too damn lucky."
Well, Crevlin turned out to be lucky. That's because that was the Derby winner.
Yeah.
Now, what was the Oaks winner you all raised down there?
Oh,
you raised that one, I think.
That was Oh, gosh.
It was a Hail to Reason, wasn't it? Was it Hail to Patsy or no?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, Hail to Patsy, yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hail to Patsy, Tom Gentry bought for a client in a sale. But his was an Azrella mare that won the action.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone blank on it. But if you look it up, he won the action, and about three or four Nazarellas were in the race with her, and she beat them all.
Yeah. That's. And then you know, when did you get Maple Heights to get that role?
Oh, we got that. I don't know what year it was, but that's where I had my training barn for several years. And
you still fox hunting?
No, I took up tennis when my joints all left me. Got a new knee, a new hip, a new everything.
The attitude hadn't changed.
No, attitude hadn't changed a bit.
She has a bunch of ribbons on a wall where she won.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
She's still playing.
Did you play with her, Gail?
Not very much.
No. For a while, yeah. For a while he did.
I played until... with Johnny Griggs and one we were getting ready to bring some of the sales horses in, and I said, Johnny, you got to come out about 4 o'clock and sedate these horses. He says, hell, let's just play tennis all night. And we did. We had six people, and we kept playing all night long.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a tennis court right there. Right there on the hill, right behind the big house.
Oh, yeah.
And we lived up on the hill in the garden house.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was wonderful.
The farm itself kind of isolated down there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, it's in Nicholas County.
Yeah. But it's obviously you can raise a good horse down there.
Well, yes, if you knew what you were doing and had the blood.
Yeah. But Dr. Asbury was a pretty good guy to work for.
Wonderful. We had one... All the years I worked for him and his son Tuck, we had one small to-do about, because I wasn't pulling the weeds up around my house. Mm-hmm. And I explained to him all that we had done while I was out not pulling weeds, and he never said another word.
Well, why did you get Ruth to pull them? I mean, what do you?
Oh, I did. I pulled a lot of weeds around the house. He was a great gardener, Doc was, and he had a big vegetable garden out there too, and a big asparagus garden. I pulled all the weeds out of the asparagus so it wouldn't die down, but we ate like kings because we got use of the garden. They were only down on weekends now and then, and we.
Every year.
We had all the garden to use.
He went to Saratoga every year, of course, as he was a big shot up there. And I always went up a little later, and I always brought him a whiskey bottle with tomatoes out of the garden and took them right to their reading room.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had his own tomatoes the whole time he was there.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were good.
I bet they were. Nothing better.
Yep.
Well, what are you guys doing now?
Damn blue.
I'm playing tennis, huh? And I volunteer at the horse park at the all the
What are you doing? What are you doing at the horse park?
I do jump judging for the events and work the recent dressage, big dressage show. I worked that.
Are you still doing stuff at Pony Club?
No, I did my stint with Bonita.
You certainly did. I have to confess, this is Ruth, and they're both. They know more about horses, and than they've forgotten more than I'll ever know. But Ruth came over. I guess Gail did too. I don't know. I don't know how many years ago to the farm we had something going on. I don't know what it was, but I used to keep jumps in the front paddock, and. They were coming over that night, and I looked down there, and I had these jumps set up about a foot and a half off the ground. And I thought, oh, crap. I ran down there and jacked those things up three and a half feet. She walked in the door, and she said, oh, yeah, that looks good down there. And I thought, whew. So I've confessed.
She's been trying to unload that gear for I don't know how many years. Oh, I got to take another break. I'll get right back with you. Well, Mizzen Mass, and make sure I'm doing the right thing here. Yeah, Mizzen Mass is sired three Grade 1 stakes winners, and he's the sire of five 2012 stakes winners. Two of them graded stakes winners. He's sired graded stakes winning colts and graded stakes winning fillies. He sired stakes winners on dirt, grass, and artificial in the distances from 6 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. There are 6 yearlings by Mizzen Mass scheduled to be sold tomorrow at Keeneland, and more a bit later in the sale. Take a good look. Because the odds are pretty good, you're looking at a runner. There are also yearlings by First Defense yet to be sold. His first foal's a 2-year-old, and he already has a group stakes winner in Great Britain. First Defense won Grade 1 stakes sprinting. He had brilliant speed. And he's bound bridal song out of a Grade 1 stakes winner, Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Slough, to two superior sires, Empire Maker and Chester House. Both First Defense and Mizzen Mass stand at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. But dreaming of Julia, winner of the Meadow Star Stakes at Belmont. Java's War, winner of the $150,000 Sunday Silent Stakes at Louisiana Downs. Two more stakes winners raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. Dreaming of Julia was bred and is owned by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings, and Java's Way was raised at Darby Dan by our breeder Charles Fifke. Congratulations from the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. This single-minded devotion to the horse is paying dividends to horsemen the world over who do business with Macaulay's, and it is a testimonial to the quality of the Macaulay products. You're invited to give the folks at Macaulay Brothers a call or to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles to discuss your feeding program. The number there is 873-3333. Talk to Mike Warren or David Longmire. They'd be more than happy to visit you at your farm or wherever you, whatever's convenient for you. Check the website at Macaulay Brothers. And remember, Macaulay's, it's all about the horse. Well, Einstein earned $2,945,238. He did it by taking on the best of his day. Curling, Blaine, Cowboy Cal, Court Vision, Macho Again, Commentator. The list goes on and on. He won graded stakes on dirt, grass, and artificial. He won 5 Grade 1 stakes, ran in record time, and recorded 9 triple-digit buyer speed figures. He concluded his career with 16 consecutive starts in Grade 1 or Grade 2 races. In fact, in the final start of his career, he closed from 2 1/4 lengths back at the 8th pole to be beaten the nose by champion Blame in the Grade 2 Clark Handicap on dirt at Churchill, scene of Blame's victory in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. Einstein was a throwback to the days of yore. Never dodged a fight. He always gave his best, and he was sound. Einstein is one of 38 stakes winners by Horse of the Year and Kentucky Derby winner Spendabuck, and he's out of a Grade 1 stakes winner. There are 10 first crop yearlings by Einstein yet to be sold at Keeneland, starting with hip number 1274 today, the second foal out of a young stakes place winner of over 160,000. You'll find him in Barn 9 in the Adena Springs consignment. Inquiries to Eric Hamelback, 987-1798. See the website, adenastallions.com. I'm talking to Gail and Ruth Hay, Hughes, and you all stood a real good stud horse down there.
Nascra.
Yeah, he was a good one.
That was my highlight of my breeding life. He was...
I thought Scooter was.
Equine.
Oh, okay.
We had a relationship with the owners, and I went up to Aqueduct. Phil Johnson was the trainer, and the horse was, I had him take the bandages off. He was clean. And I said, Phil, this horse always ran long. Said, no, he was in the what's that, 6 furlong stake in the fall of Belmont?
The fall highway, the Boxburg?
He was in the fall highway,
okay,
and finished in the money. So that's, they run like hell in that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I approved of him, of course, and we didn't, he was syndicated for like 2000 maybe, and... He immediately was a hit. He had 2 Grade 1 winners while we were at Saratoga as 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. and the horses were remarkably sound, and he was the most fertile horse I've ever been with. I would not double him back on 2 days. We were doubling then. And I said, you got to wait 3 days, so his semen lives forever in the mare. Mm-hmm. And people went along with it, and he was just simply, he was second leading sire 1 year, I believe, mm-hmm. and had a great career.
Now, he was by Nasrum?
Nasrum.
Nasrum?
He was the same family as the, who was the biggest sire then?
Nasrum. He was a grandson of Nasrullah.
No, it was a different, a little different branch of the same family.
Oh.
Yeah, so he had a right to be a good horse.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know he was a very popular horse.
He was. He went from 1,000 stud fee to 50,000.
No, my goodness.
Yeah.
And this was back in the, what, 70s?
Whatever.
60s or 70s or something like that.
Well, the day he... The last, the end of him, he was getting ready to breed, mm-hmm. and he was always an eager breeder anyway, and he was just dancing around in the corner while they were washing him off, and broke his leg way up high.
Oh my!
Right then and there, and that's the first time I think I've ever cried over the death of a stallion. But that was the saddest day of my life. Oh, right,
the man waiting in the breeding shed was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not get covered that day.
Oh, my.
It was a sad thing.
Yeah, it was. Well, besides some good ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're still in pedigrees nowadays of horses.
He was on the broodmare's hire list for a long while, too.
Yeah. Nasty and Bold was one of his. Now, you all had him.
Oh, I had him.
Yeah. He was foundered.
He was very bad. We had to have a special. The blacksmith had to come every day, every month, and specially shoe him. And we'd have to hold him out to graze for half an hour
or so because
he couldn't turn him out. And, you just fell in love with him, you know. I mean, he was a dear, but he...
Yeah, his temperament was like his daddy.
Yeah, just wonderful horse.
Yeah, he was a hell of a racehorse.
Well,
and he was a pretty good sire.
Well, and he had a good life. I mean, even though he couldn't be turned up.
Yeah. How long did you keep him going that way?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old was he? Fairly young when he died?
Comparatively speaking, yes.
Yeah, 17, 18, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, started NASCAR, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was bred by a guy in Maryland. Sent a beautiful mare in to breed to him, and he's still in pedigrees, too.
Mm-hmm. Carter NASCAR, that named after Ted Carter.
Yep.
Yeah. You know the story behind that? I never could get it.
Not exactly. Tell me.
Well, I never could get the story straight.
Well, Ted Carr was the manager for Mrs.
Payson,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I assume that they decided to name one after him.
Oh, okay. Did she breed him? I thought they bought him.
I don't recall.
I don't know. I've tried to get Ted on the show.
Yeah.
And he's too damn lazy to come out of Woodford County. You know, either that or he's out trail riding, you know.
Well, he was an amazing horseman, I'll say you that.
One of the best.
Yeah,
one of the best. Well, that generation, you know, you and Ted and Henry White over here. And,
yeah.
You were talking about Cy White. I can remember Cy, too, when they were right behind the Jot 'em Down store.
I even knew some of the boys that we had that I rode with at Cy White's. They were still going when I had the training barn, and they would come all the way out there, and I would use the boys in the afternoon so that I could get my pick,
because
they were busy in the morning.
Yeah. And whose yearlings would you break? Just yearlings for every different people, clients? Or?
Well, mostly Alex Campbell and Mrs.
He's been very successful.
Mrs. Hertz. Well, we had a lot of yearlings for him.
John D. Hertz?
No, we broke the horse that won the Arkansas Derby.
Hostage.
Hostage? No, that's...
I don't... He won it. I know all in a way. I remember he won that race. It was... It might not be even been a grade one then. I think it was a grade two then.
Yeah.
He was a grand-looking horse.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That was Chestnut?
No, he was a bay.
Oh, so. And then it wasn't Hostage.
Wasn't Hostage. What made you think of Hostage, Jackie?
When I worked at Winton.
When you worked
Mrs.
at Winton.
Hertz.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a client of Dr. McGee.
Oh, right. I see.
She broke as many, the top year was 60 yearlings.
Is that
she
right?
She was great because she wouldn't take them. We would x-ray everyone, all the yearlings before they left. And if any of them had open knees or anything, we'll just keep them for another 6 months.
Nice.
You broke 60 yearlings in 1 year?
Yeah, that was the year Ted Carr had started breaking yours. He sent us a whole barn full to break.
We had several barns on the farm we could put them in. So we had a training barn, but then we had two other barns we could use.
Yeah, you were using Maple Heights at that time?
Yeah,
right.
You had that indoor ring.
That's
had indoor. That was great. Yeah. And then I finally made them build a round pen, so that especially some of them were going to the sales, so I could use
them. Well, how many riders would you have? How many sets did you go out with?
I usually had about six riders, and we'd have three or four sets of it. Well, we'd go, and then we'd all pile in the pickup truck and go to another barn and ride out there, and then we'd go to another barn.
I hope you were driving.
And by the time I was riding the lead pony, and I would ride across country to each barn and go out with them then.
Yeah, not happy unless you go on a horse.
That's right.
Well, it's been great.
We've enjoyed our life.
What about your foxhounds?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I did have a hunt for a while.
For 20 years, we organized a. She organized a fox. She was a. She's actually an ex-master of foxhounds.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, we had a good pack of hounds because Wick Johnston was my right-hand man, and he got in with Mrs. Bonnie up at Nina Bonnie's mother.
In Virginia,
and we went up there and got puppies, and
one old.
Most of them were not even entered. We'd enter them, and I'd walk them all summer long on the farm. I just let them run loose and walk with them, and that was wonderful because I got my exercise, and the hounds got theirs, and they got used to me. And then we had several people I'd hunted at Iroquois with, and they would come out and hunt with us too.
Yeah. Wick was a wonderful guy, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't have done without him.
Yeah.
And Stoney.
We're buried right over here.
I know. Well, Stoney and I started the pony club together, too.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, back in the 50s.
Well, she died several years before Wick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to know Wick pretty well. Didn't know Stoney too well.
I knew Stoney quite well. And we used to start meeting at the Shorts when the Shorts were still alive and on their farm.
Yeah.
That's where we started all our pony club meetings.
Oh, my goodness,
we had a good time.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Well, listen, I'm going to let y'all go.
I can't wait. I'm going to be nervous all day waiting for the race.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Scooter's got Ryan Strider going today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I told him when he called, I said, can this horse win when he's a favorite? He's never been the favorite. He says maybe some one time before he was.
Yeah. Yeah, what a lovely horse he is, too.
Yeah,
Wouldn't you like to got on him?
Oh, yes. I would have loved to.
Yeah. You know, when he trains, I don't know if you've ever watched him train, but he's all business. But he backs him up to the crocker stand.
Yeah.
And he'll stand here for 15 minutes.
Well, that's what, John Henry was, and I love it. I think of John Henry, and I think of, and anybody who would just let a horse do that and not hurry him along or anything.
He stands there with his ears pricked and just like a rock.
Watches everything.
Just everything, and nothing moves.
But he watches. He watches horses. Nothing that phases him. There can be a set of five horses breeze by here. He didn't. He couldn't care. He could care less. And he ain't going to move until he's good damn and ready. He's a freelance rider's nightmare. What is he is. Well, good luck today.
Okay, and we're keeping our fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you all for coming in. I really do appreciate it. It's been fun talking to you.
Yeah.
We'll this is going to be up on the internet sooner or later, and if you want to hear yourself.
We would.
He's got a horse selling tomorrow, too.
Pardon?
He's got a horse selling tomorrow, too.
Oh, okay. You got one selling tomorrow? Wait a minute. Tell me about that before you go. We can sell your horse for you.
We had two yearlings for clients.
I thought you were retired.
Well, first of next of October, I'm officially retired.
Okay.
What year?
kicking and my feet dragging, but it's time.
Well, what are you selling?
Mine shaft called 450. No. 1251, I believe.
A mine shaft. Who's selling them now?
Jeff Morris.
Jeff Morris.
Okay. He's one of my. I had a training program at Forest Retreat, and I had four or five boys that came in for 2 years, and he was one of them. He's the most successful of my.
Oh, okay.
And we also had a boy from Australia, and we've been down there twice to visit him. He's a wonderful guy.
Okay.
And.
So, you're looking at Jeff Morris. What's the name he's selling under? Just his name?
With owner Franklin Kling and Taylor Asbury.
Oh, okay.
It's under Jeff Morris' name.
Yeah. Selling under Jeff Morris' agent.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck there, too. All right. Thanks, Gail.
Very welcome.
Better pay some bills here. First crop runners by Invisor are racking up wins, and they're doing so at major tracks. Four of one in New York, others at Arlington, Calder, and two at Delaware, Park, Gulfstream, Golden Gate, Ellis Park. They're knocking on the door in stakes. 516 was second in the Curling Stakes at Saratoga. Midnight Invaders placed in a couple of stakes. Invisor was a horse of the year on two continents and was after his undefeated four-year-old season, in which he won four Grade 1 stakes, including the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic, beating Bernardini, acclaimed horse of the world. The following year, he was still rated number one in the world after he won the Group 1 Dubai World Cup. Invisor retired with earnings of over $7,804,000. That's a lot of ability to pass on to his progeny. Stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and of over $1,328,000. Grade 1 Stakes winner De Hare, sire of graded stakes winner in his first crop. Classic winner Jazzle, multiple graded stakes winner Mooston Farr, who's got five first crop winners from eight starters in his first crop, including a stakes placed runner, and a multiple graded stakes winner Into Dab, who's another proven graded stakes sire. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes, and see the website. That's down at ShadwellFarm.com.
American Produce.
All right.
Well, Sunday at Hastings, the Grade 3 $200,000 British Columbia Derby was won by Second City, a three-year-old son of Distorted Humor. Bred in Kentucky by Dolly, Second City is undefeated in four starts. Won his first three by eight and six and a half lengths, and is shipped in from the East Coast to take the Derby by 2 3/4 lengths. Distorted Humor, the nation's leading sire in 2011, according to figures provided by the Jockey Club, is one of three Windstar stallions currently ranked among the top 10 on the 2012 sire list. Champion Spitestown has climbed to number two, and Hall of Famer Tisnow ranks 10th, beginning tomorrow, you can find yearlings by top 10 sire Distorted Humor Spitestown Tisnow at Keeneland. Also, take a good look at those by Artie Schiller, Bellamy Road, and Harlan's Holiday. All three Windstar stallions and all three proven sires of Grade 1 stakes winners. And by the young Windstar stallion Spring at Last, a leading freshman sire with eight winners, a stakes winner, and three stakes horses in his first crop. And by first crop stallions Colonel John, multiple Grade 1 stakes winner by Tisnow, champion U.S. Ranger by Dancy. For more information about the Windstar stallions, get in touch with Jerry Duffy, 873-1717. See the website. WindstarFarm.com.
All righty. You okay, Gail? I know what you're talking about. All right. I got my good friend Steve Moody on them. Steve, are you there?
I'm here, Ursula.
All good. You got to pick the right horse now in this. In the big stakes down at Kentucky Downs today, how do you see it?
Well, I'm still trying to get over the ride I saw aboard Camelot today in the English St. Ledger.
What happened?
He got beat at 2-5, came up a length short after one of the worst rides in history.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
That's well. Pretty bad when you're going for trying to sweep all five of the British Classics and win the Triple Crown first time in 42 years, and your son puts up one of the worst rides that you can even dream of.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Well, I hope he's trying to get a better ride today than he did last time.
Yeah, he would have certainly made my day if he'd have gotten up at in the Arlington Million, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, I don't know why he was that far off the pace when he went in first three quarters and 15 and change, do you?
No, I know that they were not too thrilled about drawing the rail that day, but if he'd have been a little closer, I think he could have gotten the job done, and it would have certainly been a nice payday for me had he done so.
Yeah. Well, how do you see it today?
Well, we got a field of eight drawn for the Kentucky Turf Cup to grade three, a mile and a half down at Kentucky Downs, and pretty good group of horses here. The one horse Kindergarten Kid, hadn't won a race this year, but he's been a pretty consistent performer, and I think he's worthy of a look. The two horse, I Owe You Big Time, comes out of he ran in the American St. Ledger on the Arlington Million undercard, ran a really game race in there. It was a race of a mile and 11/16, if I remember correctly. And he just got beat in the last few yards by the English shipper that looked like he sort of stood out above everybody else in terms of class. But I Owe You Big Time, I thought, ran a big race. The three, as you mentioned, is Rocky Strata, who won this race last year. And, of course, comes off of a big effort in Arlington Million. Did not have a very good trip in there. The four horse Lake Drop, he makes his second start in the U.S. today, picks up blinkers and Lasix. So I think he's got a right to improve. The six horse, Tahoe Lake, Kenny McPeak's got him, and, he's, been running against the Point of Entry, ran a couple of grade ones, Man of War and the Sword Dancer. So, pretty good race. I settled on Tahoe Lake, Ursel. I thought he's been hooking some pretty tough country, company. And, I think he's pretty well spotted in here. The one in the mile and a half distance is, suits him pretty well. And, I think he'll be running from just off the pace. I Owe You Big Time, thought was very game in his last start. He'll try to carry himself just a little bit further today, hope not to get run down late. And then, of course, the old campaigner, Rahi Strada, big effort last time. I think if he, like I said, he won the race last year, he's a 9-5 favorite to do it again. I think he's got a good chance at it, but it was tough to separate them, and when they're that close, I try to take a price more often than not. So I went with the six horse Tahoe Lake at 6-1, and so we're going to go 6-2-3 in the Kentucky Turf Cup.
Hope you're wrong. All right, Steve. It's been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and you can pick that up. I think they sell them around town at wherever they sell racing forms, don't they, Steve?
I think so, and if not there, then you get them online.
Okay, you go to brisnet.com, and you can't miss. And Steve Moody. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ursula, we'll see you at Keeneland.
All right. Well, the first full of Spendthrift sires in the Mischief Notional, and 'tis wonderful of running at two this year. All three have given you good reasons to pay special attention to the second crop yearlings at Keeneland. In the Mischief is five winners, all 5-1 maiden specials, the most recent Golden Sense on September 2, won by 7 1/4 lengths at Del Mar. In the Mischief, won the Grade 1 cash call for Tourdie as a 2-year-old, ran 7 furlongs, won 20-1 to take the Damascus Stakes, and he ran second in the Grade 1 Stakes at 3. He's the son of Harlan's Holiday. Notional has 4 winners, plus another to place from 7 starters, 3-1 maiden specials, and his most recent winner, Aunt Anna, won first time out of Calder on September 7th. Notional placed in Graded Stakes at 2 and went on to win Graded Stakes at Santa Anita, the Fairgrounds, and Monmouth. He also ran second to Scat Daddy in the Grade 1 Florida Derby. He shares the same sire line as Indian Charlie. Tis Wonderful has 5 first crop winners, among them My Happy Face, who broke her maiden at Saratoga by 21.5 lengths, and Scamoni, winner first time out of a maiden special at Churchill, then second in $100,000 stakes. Tis Wonderful won 2 Graded Stakes at Churchill, was undefeated as a 2-year-old. He's the most precocious son of Tis Now at Stud. For more information about the Spendthrift Stallions, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Phil, and Ned Toppy, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
This fall, make some money at the races. Turf Catering is now hiring servers, cashiers, cooks, and other positions for the Keeneland Fall Meet. For an immediate interview, attend the Turf Catering Job Fair on Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center at the Man of War and Versailles Road entrance across from the airport. For more information, call Turf Catering at 253-0541. Attend the Turf Catering Job Fair Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center.
All right, if you're going out to Keeneland or you're out there, go to Barn 26 tomorrow for the Knott Griffin Farm consignment. He's got some yearlings in there by Stormy Atlantic, Discreet Cat, Mizzen Mass, Tail of the Cat, who just had a stakes winner the other last weekend, Dixie Union, Colonel John, First Samurai, Exchange Rate, another Tail of the Cat, Tis Wonderful Scat, Daddy, Bluegrass Cat, and Mine Shaft. It's, you know, Taylor the Cat, and so the dam won $333,000, and that's awful. Of course, he's been a top 10 sire 4 times, Taylor the Cat. It's a solid consignment. They've been raised right and they're handled right. I guarantee you they look good because Jim Fitzgerald's doing it, and Jim, of course, owns Knott Griffin Farm. So go out there to Barn 26 at Keeneland. Okay, a reminder now. Next week, we're on a week early. Next week, we're on an hour early. Get a little tired about this. Get my tongue tangled about this time of day.
Yep.
Anyway, we're on from 9 till 11 next week. And
because of the ball game.
Because of the feet ball game.
Right.
And while I'm at it.
When do the Cats play tonight, right?
Yeah.
7. 6:37, somewhere around there. Don't forget to watch TVG or what's the other one? HRTV.
Yeah, okay.
Because Rahi Strada is running in the big race.
Yeah. 33 winners in the training center this month. Jimmy Corrigan, David Atkins, Jimmy Corrigan again, Jesse Caudle, Chuck Peary, Travis Short, Tommy Short, Ted Lucas, Jimmy Corrigan again, Robert Sturgeon, Donald Hunt, and Mark Talby since last week.
That's more than 2 a day.
It's 13 to be exact. 2 a day would be 14. The 13th, they're playing a goodbye music. Early show next week.
And go to UrsulaEllisHorsetails.com if you want to check out the old shows and this one when it gets up.
Thanks, Mary Jane. Did a great job. Thanks, Resi. You too. And
thank our guests
for being coming in all the way down from Carlisle. Anyway, and we'll talk to you all next week.